Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast on a snowy Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And you're going to have to pardon my wife's chuckling. She is watching some birds right outside her window today. And we're actually having to start this over after an earlier start. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, our ministry's Daily Encouragement, and we share these messages we have for over 12 years to encourage people all around the world. Today's message is titled, Paying Attention, and I urge my wife to pay attention today. We have many forms of distractions with beautiful birds right outside our window. She's placed some cornbread out, and I think they're just loving it. Our scripture text is Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1.
We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
Yesterday, early in our church service, I prayed and ended my prayer with, Amen, as most all of us do. A three-year-old, using her little girl voice, boldly followed my Amen with her own crescendo solo of,
Amen.
Well, it brought a chuckle out throughout the congregation. And Brooksie and I reflected on this humorous moment on the way home from church.
Well, since this is only our third Sunday at the church, we're still meeting people for the first time. When we tried to shake three-year-old Kayla's hand, she turned the other way on her daddy's lap. We tried to learn her name, but not a word would cross her lips. She was so timid that she refused to communicate one-on-one, but she had to be listening pretty carefully to the prayer to properly respond in the manner that she did in front of the whole church.
Well, it's neat that a child can teach us to pay attention. Today's scripture warning from the book of Hebrews is so pertinent. Paying attention is hard work. There's so many distractions, and we've already, as I mentioned, experienced it here in our podcast reading today, and I think we're going to do so all throughout the reading. My, are those birds busy. Well, I came across an illustrated photo that we posted on the site today several years ago in a minister's magazine. It shows a group of people sitting in church and all the various forms of distractions that people have available today. Well, thankfully, and if you have to look at the photo, I must confess, I've never encountered inattentiveness as extreme as this, but it does illustrate the many distractive elements in modern life. In fact, those who know me personally may recall that I'm easily distracted. I'm not alone. I'm sure as a child I would have been quickly diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, a relatively recently discovered psychological ailment. I think we used the term hyperactive back at that time. Well, it's popular now to assign this disorder to every problem child. I was very hyperactive, and they needed to keep me away from the Kool-Aid. I almost got kicked out of Sunday school. I believe that was in third or fifth grade, and I recall causing much grief to my mom. Over the years, I recognized the challenges inherent to my personality, and with God's help, I attempt to discipline myself to pay attention and overcome in this regard. And now in my mid-50s, I've been functioning, providing for my family, and seeking to serve the Lord daily, overcoming this handicap.
Since people like names for problems, we'll devise one that we believe is very common today, even among believers. Spiritual Attention Deficit Disorder, or SADD. Not paying attention affects every area of our lives, but so often neglected is spiritual attentiveness. The answer for this disorder is not a drug prescribed by a therapist. If so, Christian bookstores would stock their shelves full of these self-help drugs. Instead, the answer is applying our hearts and minds so that we are obedient to the scriptures. I like the way the writer of Hebrews uses the first person plural. We must pay more careful attention. That speaks to me of personal will, personal responsibility, and applying personal discipline. SADD is a sad excuse. A rather obscure verse in the Old Testament describes the people's response to God's word during a time of revival as, quote, Ezra read the book of the law aloud from daybreak till noon, as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. And this is Nehemiah 8:3. A mark of genuine revival is giving proper respect and attentiveness to God's word.
God has called and equipped us to be overcomers in all areas of life, including inattentiveness. Depending on the issue, some have more overcoming than others, but God is able and willing to meet us in our place of need. Today, let us heed this clear warning of Scripture, and let us, and I quote again the daily verse, pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away.
Let's pray together. Father, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Without it, we would walk in darkness and easily be led astray. We want to give attention to your word and follow its instruction so that we will not drift from the truth. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brooksine, did you want to share that further note that occurred to you as you studied today?
Yeah, I was reading the scripture regarding Ezra and read further, and I was moved by the further response of the people as Ezra opened the book and read to them, and this is the quote, "The people all stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground." Well, you know, I read that scripture and I thought maybe this is a passage that prompts some churches, and our church certainly has had that stand, that when scripture is read congregationally, that we are asked to stand. But I especially note the people's physical and verbal response. They lifted their hands and they responded together, Amen, Amen, followed by bowing down in reverence and worship to God. Well, most all of our listeners have had access to God's Word all of our lives. We could read it any time we want, and yet we often neglect to do so. And I think of those in close countries who don't have access to Scripture and how they are so eager to hear the Word or to get even one page from the Scripture handed to them. I pray that in my heart I would heed the Scriptures more and be genuinely mindful of the privilege we have of possessing our own Bible for inspiration and instruction.
Amen. I join you in that desire, Brooksine. And it's certainly a different form of encouragement today, but one we feel very needed. We need to periodically challenge toward. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we prepared for Monday, January 19th, 2009. We do have several photos on the site today. The photo I mentioned in the message of the inattentive congregation, you may get a chuckle out of. I found it in a minister's magazine, and I don't really know who to give credit to. I also took a picture, Brooksine actually did, of a goat on the way home. My, was that goat paying attention to us? Just standing there 2 or 3 minutes while we framed him and got the right picture, or perhaps a she-goat, we don't know. We have several suggested songs today. Actually, it's the same song, two versions, the great, great old chorus, and I guess it's a hymn as well. And it does speak to attention. It's called Turn Your Eyes on Jesus. And it's available on YouTube video embeds that I have shared on the site today. Blessings as you continue to stay faithful to God.